In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Comic Book Hotties,
gay guy rapes a straight man passed out in the bathroom.
Kill the faggots. Yeah.
Is that poop on your beard?
And bristles, the tender for beards.
All these coming up. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast 566. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure. That's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 566, and it's a Tuesday.
May 7th day!
You missed it.
Because yesterday was what?
It's Star Wars Day yesterday.
Okay. It was what?
May the 4th be with you. Yesterday.
So today is May 6th.
Today is May 6th. So tomorrow's 6th day.
It's May 6th.
All these tongue twisters. Anyway, so it's May 5th.
Revenge of the Sith Day.
Revenge of the Sith.
Because it's also Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, whatever. So. We're in a Star Wars craze right now. So happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. Hold on, wait.
Because Maynard didn't buy me any margaritas tonight for dinner.
You got this from Jose.
Instead of having Mexican food, we went and had Chinese. That's how Cinco de Mayo he was.
That's right. We ate Chinese on Cinco de Mayo. So I got this hat from, I borrowed this hat from my friend Jose, so. So he left it here, and hey, it's me, Cinco de Mayo. I went to work wearing this.
Did you work? You said.
Mm-hmm. Went to meetings and talked to people wearing this. Although I'm Filipino, but wearing a sombrero
you
like
punch a bunch of flowers, and it'd be a Sunday go to meeting hat.
Yeah, that's right. Could be a typical hat too. Anyway, so it is a very elaborate hat. You can see that it's got elaborate. Strings on it, and it's really good. I think he bought it for $10. That's expensive, supposedly. Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, welcome to episode 566, and it's been a big weekend, very heavy for you, very heavy for me. So we got things to talk about this week.
Different types of heavy, though.
The what?
Different types of heavy.
Mm-hmm. So, what do y'all do? Or should I go first?
You go first.
I can go first because yours is more exciting. Although I find mine exciting too.
I got to break my weekend down.
You have to break it down. Anyway, so mine is really simple. I went to Austin. It was the, we had the Texas Shootout. It's the gay and lesbian tournament there. It's a co-ed tournament. And we're okay. We played four games. We only won one game, but we had fun. We played Cards Against Humanity, and everybody had a good laugh. No, we didn't do strip cards because, you know, there are some people there who you do not want to see naked. Anyway, so yeah, we just did the Cards Against Humanity. We did two rounds, and it was all fun. Everybody had a good laugh, all while drinking, which is awesome because while you're drinking, when you're doing it, it's kind of adds to the ambiance or to the hilarity. And then when I got back, it's a long drive coming back, I got to watch Avengers. Age of Ultron, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay, so, excuse me. Oh, I've been burping, been drinking this.
He's drinking soda during the show.
Yeah, it's very professional, right? Great. Well, what can I say? I just had this craving.
Wait.
What?
We're professional.
Okay, so Ray, what did you do last weekend?
I went to San Antonio. So you were only an hour away. You could have come have dinner with us or went to the hipster bar with me.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. I should have. I could have. Yeah. But no, we were busy all night, but it was fun. Uh-huh. Anyway, so yeah, what happened in San Antonio? Why were you there?
Well, I had to go down there for work for business. So me and Robbie kind of made a long weekend out of it. Went down Thursday night, met with some clients, then we got checked into the hotel and went out and had dinner at this place called the Esquire Tavern, which is on the Riverwalk down in San Antonio. And if you've never been to San Antonio, there's this little creek that runs through it, and they put all these shops and stuff around it. It's called Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a place you got to spend a lot of money to eat. But we found this one little place called the Esquire Tavern, which has been there since 1933. And it's you have to, it's actually on the level above the Riverwalk, so you have to go up these tall old metal steps and go in there, and it's like an old saloon. But the best thing on it, for on the appetizer on their menu, mm-hmm. was boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
They had boiled peanuts there.
And a boiled.
Boiled, yeah.
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled.
That's your favorite, right?
That's right. I was in hog heaven. So, and the rest of their food was pretty good, too. So, but it was a nice place. So, check out Esquire Tavern. The food was good. Prices wasn't too bad. And then Thursday night, we went and saw Age of Ultron.
Oh, you did that last Thursday? See, I didn't even get an invite. That's the time when you really need to get an invite, but no.
But were you in San Antonio? No.
Oh, you were in San Antonio?
Yes, in San Antonio. I didn't realize, I thought it didn't come out till Friday night, but it opened Thursday night, so.
Yeah, we it's considered a weekend, Thursday yeah. night, midnight. Is it midnight?
Well, no, it wasn't a midnight show. It was like normal. They'd start showing it at like 6 or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we went to one of the 9:30 IMAX showings of it, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, you're watching it on IMAX? I just watched it in 3D.
IMAX 3D, yeah.
Oh, IMAX
3D. It was pretty good. So, and then Saturday we went to this. There's the Pearl Brewery Company. There's a section where it used to be, and they've turned it into condos and shopping center kind of stuff where the old brewery used to be. And we found this restaurant called Cured, and there's some pictures of the food up here coming up. But it's this restaurant.
Is it breakfast?
Well, that's breakfast because they were having brunch at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Their brunch went to 3, and then the menu switched over to like a in-between, like a happy hour menu, and then it went to the dinner menu.
Mm-hmm.
But this place was all about meat.
Yeah, I bet.
And I love the meat.
I bet.
And it's all about different cures of meat and dry aged and stuff. So it was awesome. So if you're in San Antonio, check out Cured. So right, the old
yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah,
yes, I had it was praline bacon.
It's praline
eggs uh-huh. any style, grits, which are some of the best grits I ever had.
Uh-huh.
And
Ray really loves his cheese grits.
That's right.
His
they grits. Didn't have cheese in them. They were just
plain old grits,
but they were awesome.
So southern of you.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, I got drug.
You got drugs?
No, I didn't get drug. I needed to be. I got, Robbie was reading this article in the paper about this group called Voodoo Boogaloo.
Okay.
And he said, oh, this sounds great. They're saying there that they're kind of like Sonny and Cher.
Okay.
And I was like, well, if it's Sonny and Cher, we got to go.
Okay.
So we went to this bar called 502 in San Antonio, kind of cool little bar. It's a hipster bar, Maynard. Yeah. You ever been to a hipster bar?
I think so. I
may
have.
There's a lot of skinny guys around with big beers drinking all different types of beer.
Okay, so it becomes a hipster
yeah.
bar.
Yeah. This is the guy. And then, yeah, that's...
if you're watching the video.
Video yeah. Boogaloo. That's them on the thing. So Voodoo. Anyway, we go to this bar and everybody's all crying and heartbroken because when we get there, it's still after 9 and the Spurs lost.
Oh.
So there's this one drunk white guy at the bar with a little medium beard. Just like, oh, my God. Oh my God. He's so drunk he can't even hardly talk. Crying. Carrying on. Spurs lost.
Oh.
Go Rockets. So anyway, after that, we get in there and they start with, they had three artists. The first one was called Will Parker, who's a theater teacher.
And he's a performer.
And he was and he was singing children's songs and he performed these songs at like children's parties and stuff. And some of them were actually good. He had a song about a dragon, so he was okay in my book.
Oh, okay.
So, and then there was Chris Kondi and Friends, which speak of the devil. That's him.
He's a bear. Long-haired bear.
And you couldn't see the guy in the picture with him, but it looked like a grown-up version of Maynard that played the trumpet. It was a hipster Maynard that was taller and played the trumpet.
Okay.
Looks just when Maynard has his full mustache in, dark and stuff, from the side, this guy and Maynard could pass as each
really?
Other.
Really?
Yes. That's why I sent you the... I was texting him the picture of him at stuff.
So that's what
and I didn't realize he was
about.
In the band earlier when I texted Maynard a picture. And I said, I met your hipster twin. So Chris Kondi and them were good. Will Parker's good. And then Voodoo Boogaloo comes on.
They're the main act.
They're the main act. So I get where they call them Sonny and Cher.
Because they try to be like...
Well,
they
no, because
like
she has all the talent and he doesn't have that much.
Oh, okay.
We were kind of hyped up to see him because the article hyped him up so much, but mm-hmm. it wasn't our type of music.
Oh, really?
Like, she has a great voice, and they were singing this stuff, and then he was just banging over on the sound equipment and synthesizer and just acting all crazy and putting in like comments and stuff while she was singing. Or
and they're the main
like,
act.
It was almost like a kind of like they were trying to do a variety routine or something.
Oh, was and there a lot of people in the bar? It's just the two of you.
Well, no. Well, after the Spurs lost, pretty much everybody left. But there was probably about 20 or 30 people in the bar. After it was a lot less packed after the Spurs game was over. But it was about 20 or 30 people in there. And she had an incredible voice and a lot of talent. But I just didn't get their type of music. What they were trying to do, it just didn't carry over to me.
Oh.
So,
and they're the main act. Voodoo Boogaloo.
Voodoo Boogaloo. Okay. So if anybody else had experience with them, check them out and let us know. Mm-hmm. They just moved from Corpus Christi to San Antonio area and trying to get established there. So, and maybe it was just me because by this time it was 12:30 at night. I was had a couple of cocktails. Mm-hmm. It was getting late, and I don't know, but everybody but them went over well in my opinion. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was my weekend.
What a busy weekend.
Yeah, busy. Weekend. And there's much pictures like the San Jose Mission, which is one of the oldest missions in Texas.
Yeah.
Beautiful place to go to.
If you're watching the video, we're kind of flashing it on the screen. And we're kind of lazy putting it on the phone, on the video itself. Anyway, so shall we move on to our topics? Should we go entertainment or just go with this the topic that we have? Yeah, we can go to this topic first. Yeah.
Okay, let's do the topic. Well, yeah, because I got some other entertainment stuff.
So. All right. So we have here the topic that Ray raised up. What do you do when your total top boyfriend refuses to bottom? And this is an article from Queerty. And so a gay man recently wrote into sex advice columnist Pamela Stephenson Connolly at the UK's The Guardian about the frustration he's feeling over his total top boyfriend who absolutely refuses to bottom. I'm a 28-year-old gay man, the man writes. In the previous relationships, I was mainly the top. I have been with my current partner for 2 years, and in this relationship, I have only been the bottom, as my partner has a fear of it. I am very frustrated and had contemplated cheating, which fills me with guilt. The man continues, I love him very much, but feel as though we are incompatible on this basic level. So that sounds like a predicament, and one many gay men. Have no doubt faced at some point in their lives. Luckily, Pamela Stephenson Connolly is an expert when it comes to those sorts of things. Interesting what she has to say. So, your feelings about sexual bottoming are perfectly valid. She writes, a conversation about fairness in which you honestly express your feelings and ask for change is needed. Connolly continues, to try to delve into the metaphoric meanings of topping and bottoming for both of you. Once you you feel truly understood, attempt to renegotiate that contract, expressing yourself calmly and clearly. If there's an impasse, discuss other options, including outside arrangements. What does that mean? Open up the relationship. But note, Connolly concludes, in consensual sex, the person bottoming is in control, psychologically topping since he has the power to withdraw his permission. Do you really want to give that up? What advice would you give this man in dealing with a sexually stubborn boyfriend?
Okay. Hold up.
Hold up. Okay.
Here's the big thing that got me.
Okay.
What do you do when you're a total top boyfriend? So he knows his boyfriend's a total top. What's the issue with him about him bottoming? It doesn't say I'm a verse top or I'm a
He's
top
a total
verse.
Top.
I'm a total top. What does that imply? I don't motherfucking bottom. Period.
I've had issues with this
for like forever. And everybody's like, oh, you're top. And then they're like, well, will you bottom for me? And I'm like, no, I'm a top. I don't bottom. I don't want to bottom. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. It has never done anything for me. Why would I want to fucking do it?
What? Well, maybe. Okay, this is what I think. I think you have not been topped by.
You know how many fucking times I've heard that?
You have not been topped the right way.
There is no top out there that can do it the right way. I'm already. No. I mean, I've done it. I've bottomed before because I love the person. I was in a relationship with them and they wanted to do it and I did it. But I did not enjoy it.
Okay.
It hurt. I was just like, okay.
I think you need the right priming.
No. If you go with somebody and they say, hey, I'm a total top, you need to realize that means they're not going to be bottoming for you.
But how about
most of these bottom bitches bitch about, oh, if you're verse or top, if you're top verse, it ain't going to work. I need a total top. And then you get in there bitching about, oh, he won't bottom for me. Motherfucker, did you not understand total top?
But how about in profiles? If they say they're top, they're usually bottom, right? They can bottom.
Well, a lot of guys are verse. I think a majority of the guys out there are verse.
Yeah.
And there's some guys like me, they got one thing they want to do and that's it. Okay. That's top.
I should say, I don't have that problem. Well, in my experience, it's always been, you know, a flip-flop or one or the other, or sometimes I top. Most of the time I top.
What?
I
remember.
Oh, yeah. Well,
y'all
this is before Mike. Okay.
Y'all
I was even talking
that.
About. Yeah, years ago. Oh, yeah.
This wasn't a dream.
Fuck? What are we talking about?
Are you sure this wasn't a dream?
Yeah,
Maynard.
Hey, I'm the top when I was with my ex before. Yeah. So, what are you saying? What do you mean? Are you doubting me just because I'm the smaller guy?
Girl, fuck the hand.
Bitch. Look at the ray, okay? I think, this is what I think. You always say that, but what did other people say? The way I'm saying it right now, that you may not have been top the right way. No. What if it's oh God, my very first boyfriend? Oh my God, he was like pinky small. Like that, I remember going to this pinky small.
Well, yeah, I've hooked up with a couple of Asian guys and bottom for them, but it's like nothing.
Nothing? Nothing's happening down there.
Nothing's happening down there. They're like plowing away. And it's like, are you even? You don't want to hurt the feeling.
Oh my
god! Are you in yet?
Is it?
And you're sitting there like, oh yeah, baby, that's it. Tear it up. Oh yeah. That's basically how
you're faking it. Ray is faking it.
I faked it.
You faked it.
That's right.
Ray faked. You faked enjoying it. Okay. Yes. Oh my god.
It wasn't like they were getting in there.
Oh. Well, he's not even getting in there.
They thought they were doing something, but...
Oh, okay. But it's really... Since it's so wide open...
No, it's not wide open.
That's going to be the title of the show. Ray faked it.
That's right. It's not like taking a broomstick and waving it around the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, Ray. Hot dog in the hallway. Okay, so... All right. So
let us know
what you guys think.
If you're top and you've had these people come and say, why won't you bottom? Because I'm motherfucking top. Tell us your experiences.
Uh-huh. And if they do try to top you, it just resists. It just clenches. And no, I'm not.
I'm just not drawn that way.
Okay. All right. Take your word for it.
Okay.
Let's move on to our movie review of The Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Because spoiler alert, right now, bitches.
Total spoiler alert.
If you have not watched the movie, have not been on Facebook for the last week and seen all the spoilers roll through, then you need to stop and fast forward now.
No one has complained about us doing spoiler alert, so just
Well, that's why we
away.
Said spoiler alert.
Boom, so. Let's go. Okay, so...
Oh my God.
What?
They kill Quicksilver.
Yeah. I mean, it's so sudden. He shouldn't be dead. Maybe he'll...
But I saw an interview with Aaron, what's his name, that played Quicksilver in the movie and says, well, you know, this is the Marvel Universe.
It could happen.
Nobody really dies.
Yeah. Just like that guy, that agent, the one who died in
Phil Coulson.
Phil, yeah.
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 They used Kroll technology to bring him back.
He did? They did in the TV show.
Yeah, that's how he came back.
Yeah, so I'm sure he's going to
come
back.
Nick Fury had him saved, used alien technology and shit on him to bring him back.
Wow. Why? Why him? Usually bring back other people. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
So that was the big thing. And I was like, they killed one of the main characters in the Avengers off?
And he's supposed to be doing other things. There's so many things he has to do still. And then they killed him off. So,
yeah. It was a good way they did it. I mean, it made his whole character worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Because the character at the beginning was an asshole.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to talk about a little bit of Age of Ultron, the way, you know, it's directed by Joss Whedon, and it's actually his vision how this whole thing happened. And this is where they also introduced the Vision. And it's pretty cool how they did it. So I didn't know. Do you know the origin of Vision in the comic books?
Well, if I remember correctly, the origin of the Vision came from the same way from Ultron. Ultron was trying to create something or anything, but it got. That's how the Vision came to being. They tweaked it a little bit in the movie, I think, about exactly because in the movie it sounds like Jarvis and stuff now.
Yeah, but in the comic books, how was it? Is it how different is it?
I'm trying to remember because that was a long time ago. Yeah. But
anyway, so Ultron is an artificial intelligence that was. Because of the Hydra, it was being built by Hydra. Is that what it is? I can't remember.
Well, no. There's a resurrection type sarcophagus that Doctor had built.
Yeah.
For humans, and she wanted to use it on Hawkeye because of his injuries. She was there talking about it when Ultron was unleashed from Loki's scepter.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. So Ultron was from Loki's scepter. Yeah, he came from that.
He was the computer program that was designed to protect. Because all the Asgardian powers, pretty much, are just super advanced technology.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was an artificial intelligence that was protecting the crystal inside Loki's scepter.
Oh, okay.
Which was the mind crystal.
Yeah.
Which was got inserted into the Vision. In this version, that's the change from the book, because in the comic books, it was a solar crystal. That's where he gets all his energy and power from, because the crystal absorbs the solar energy.
Mm-hmm. So it seems that he can be anatomically correct if he needs to, if he wants to.
Well, him and Scarlet Witch in the comic books get married and have kids.
They did have kids? How could they have kids? They didn't adopt? They just had kids?
They had kids.
So what is this little Vision... Mini Visions.
Oh no, I can't remember that. When can't I remember. I had to, but I remember they had kids.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's interesting because they introduced Scarlet Witch. But
he can
change
his body to any shape or size that he wants. So
yeah. So
he could be a well hung Vision.
Yeah, that's right. We could make that. So it was good because I enjoyed the first one, the first Avengers, over this. But this is also good. But if you would say. The first Avengers was a 9. This is going to be like an 8.5, 8 or 8.
Yeah. Well, so, I liked it a lot because it started setting up the whole thing for the Civil War, Infinity War, whatever they're going to do with the rest of the movies.
That's right.
Because Captain America has his ideals and Tony Stark had his, and there was a big fight between those two ideals in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what Stark did, all this other stuff happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting.
Stark is just so evil at some point.
Well, he's not evil, but he's trying. But his whole point of creating Ultron was to protect the Earth from outside forces, like that had happened in the earlier Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it turned out just differently.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, let's go to this article here. So,
comic book hotties. Yeah, it's a thing.
Wait a second. This is different now.
Yeah.
Is it still about Ultron? About Age of Avengers?
No, this is comic book artists.
Oh, okay. No, so we're moving on.
Moving on, yeah.
Right, okay, anyway, so Avengers, go watch it in 3D. Well, not so much, maybe. 3D is good.
I wouldn't have paid the 3D price if there'd been other showings available, but it was the only showing available at the time. Yeah. So.
But anyways, go watch it. It's really good. Yeah. I like the effects, their fight scenes with everything in the end. Yeah. When they were trying to fight all these Ultrons coming into going after them, I can't even imagine how the humans.
And it shows how, and they really showed how powerful the Scarlet Witch was.
Yes,
because she is supposedly very powerful in the comic books, but you never. To me, I never got that until they did it in the movie.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's really good. Go watch it. Go watch it, The Avengers. Okay, let's go to the comic book hotties. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
So comic books. And superheroes were never a big draw for me growing up. This is from the writer. But as I aged and my imagination grew, mixing in the adult realm, sexuality with comics, superheroes, and superpowers, I became more of a fan of men being drawn in tight, revealing costumes. This is very gay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. Recently, some new pictures of the artist called Fab, that sounds gay already, have been popping up all over the internet. In addition to that, we just recently had another X-Men hottie come out of the closet to warm things up in the comic sci-fi superhero world. But what about being original? What about breaking out of our straight or mainstream superheroes and creating a few of our own? Why would we be waiting for certain ones to bear some skin or others to come to terms with their sexuality and surprise us? So for roughly 12 years, I've been a fan of class comics. Class comics. It's a new... So there's DC, there's Marvel's class comics.
Vertigo.
Okay. So I haven't purchased too much recently from them, but I may be doing so very soon. Now they are doing more digital copies. Class comics may be making it too easy for me to get my fix. What I like about their offerings is that are original works, new characters, and new worlds. It allows things to be a little more free and not moored down to what we have known in the past. There are no expectations for these creations to live up to our previous fantasies, but they pull us in a new, satisfying direction. Yeah. So
you can check out Class Comics. If you like fan art of superheroes, you can check out nude52.jackrabbit.com, which we'll post in the show notes.
Oh my God, nudity!
Yes, look.
They're hung. Green Lantern that is hung.
And uncut. Mm-hmm. And scroll down, you'll see Superman's uncut in all the pictures too, like I always said. But look at that bush on Wonder Woman.
Gross. Wonder Woman. And this is a Rorschach.
Rorschach, yeah.
It's Rorschach. And the Beast? Hulk?
No, that's Beast Boy.
Beast?
Beast Boy from DC. God.
And just some nude art.
And Jimmy Olsen, oh my God, he's just hot.
Oh, Jimmy Olsen, okay, this is interesting.
Ginger.
And
there's Robin.
Robin. They're all nude and superheroes. Wow, okay, interesting. Superman, it's not so revealing. Shit.
See, uncut.
Oh, yes. Oh, it goes back for many years of Bear Podcast. Superman.
Cut
or uncut?
Uncut.
He's got to be uncut.
So,
yeah.
Because an advanced civilization wouldn't practice. See, there he's uncut.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really logical that Superman is uncut. Unless they use kryptonite scalpels or something.
Well, I don't see his parents doing it because he was born and they shot him up with a rocket. So I don't think they had time to circumcise him and torture him that way.
That's right. I'm sure in space... Yeah, well, in Krypton.
In space, they don't hear you cry when you're getting circumcised.
So. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, Krypton, I don't think they circumcised. So, Superman is uncut. Yeah.
So, check out Class Comics and the Jackrabbit site that we'll post on there so you can see. And those are not safe for work images.
Not safe for work. Watch it. Now, it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, the gay this week. Gay guy admits to raping a straight guy at a Las Vegas pool party.
Really?
Yeah.
How come he enjoyed it?
A Florida man admitted to raping another male who passed out during a Bulls Fuel pool party in Las Vegas, the Smoking Gun reports. 22-year-old Gustavo pleaded guilty to felony charges associated with an attack that happened last August in a bathroom at the MGM Grand Hotel. Both he and his victim, a married man from Utah, who was vacationing with his wife, were attending the hotel's Wet Republic pool party. According to police, they received a call when the hotel security guard walked into the bathroom and discovered a Hispanic male adult who appeared to be attempting to have anal sex with an unresponsive white male adult.
Okay. So that's not a good way to start. I mean, no. Just banging a resistive one. Usually, it's oral.
Well, it's rape. So
yeah, rape is
according
rape.
To Gustavo, yeah. He found the victim passed out drunk, sitting on the toilet with his shorts pulled down to his ankles. Well, of course, he's taking a piss or a dump. After lifting him off the pot and onto the floor, he became excited when he saw the unconscious male's penis. He told the police he became immediately turned on and began to masturbate while standing next to the sink.
Wait, who's saying this? The police?
No, this is what the guy that raped the white dude's telling.
Oh, okay, all right.
As his excitement grew, Gustavo said he became so turned on sexually, he stepped toward the unconscious male and knelt down next to him to perform oral sex for approximately 10 seconds.
Wow.
Had the security guard not walked in, he said he likely would have sucked on the victim's penis for a couple minutes more.
10 seconds is not enough.
Gustavo admitted that he knew his actions were wrong, but he was so turned on by the attractive victim that he just couldn't help himself. This doesn't quite jive with what the security guard reported, however. According to him, when he walked into the bathroom, Gustavo's swimsuit was around his ankles and he had a full erection. The guard added that Gustavo was appearing to begin having anal sex with the man.
No.
The victim, who remained unconscious throughout the attack, says he is unable to recall any other incidents that took place inside the restroom.
Because he liked it.
Gustavo was scheduled to be sentenced in August after pleading guilty to attempted sexual assault and coercion charges on April 14th. He remains free of a $100,000 bond.
Wow.
So, was it rape? Well, it was consensual. Did this guy go there? Well, it sounded like Gustavo was on X or something.
Yeah, and he has a hard on, and I think he's playing along. He just got caught. I don't know. It's just hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. Gustavo's getting charged with rape charges. So.
Oh really? Unless the guy drops it.
It was not consensual. Well, the guy's ain't dropping it. He's married. He probably ain't gonna drop it.
Yeah, probably not. He's not.
Now that the article's out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the main thing here, it was not consensual.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you want to take the geek, Maynard?
This is the geek. Okay, this is sad. It's not available anymore.
When we read this.
Yes, that's right. This is sad because this is something that many people in the year 2015 do not condone anymore. Christian game developer creates shooter game called Kill the Faggot. Yeah, he's using this F word in the title, I guess.
Yeah.
A California game developer, skateboarder, and failed Christian shoe promoter named Randall Herman has launched what might be one of the most offensive anti-gay games ever created, called Kill the Faggot. Shortly after its launch on the Steam's downloadable game shop called Greenlight, the game was pulled after receiving an avalanche of comments from furious customers. Before its removal from Greenlight, games critic Jim Sterling downloaded and tested the game, which launched via Herman's game shop moniker, Skaldic Games. The resulting YouTube video revealed a crude game that has players aim a bullseye to shoot and kill people who say such thing as, "Can I put my wiener in your butt?" and "Whoops, I just dropped the soap." After playing a minute of the game, Sterling shouted, "Where is the fucking satire? What is it satirizing? Not really anything. It's just being the thing. It's just being offensive." So the game makes very clear that its goal is to shoot and kill homosexuals with liberal use of the pejorative F-word in the game's title of that. Yeah, because the title even has the F-word. Players get points for killing gay people. More points if the person killed is transgender. Oh my God, this is awful. And they lose points for any straight people they kill. It's hard to make a judgment call about the most offensive thing in this game. But we were particularly disturbed to hear the game's announcer celebrate a kill by saying, "AIDS carrier eliminated." Oh my God, this is awful. Herman issued the following statement explaining his decision to create the game. "These people think that if you are even remotely homophobic, you are hateful and a bigot, and do everything they can to destroy you in every vicious way possible. So I decided to go down a path that most developers are afraid to go down, to piss these people off by making the most overly offensive game possible to these idiots to prove a point." So he's just doing it. Yeah, he just did it to prove a point.
Right.
Not...
Well, here, I'll just prove this point. Why don't you go make another game and call it Kill the Nigger and see how long you last then?
Oh, my God. Ram's going to have to beep that out.
You're not going to beep that out. I mean, if things say Kill the Faggot, I mean, what does this guy think he's doing? I mean, if he'd done a game like that, mm-hmm. he'd have been dead by now.
I know.
But, I mean, you just can't get off being a racist anymore. I mean, it's one thing when I joke about being a racist, because I'm not. Mm-hmm. I really love other peoples.
That's right. Us Oriental men.
That's right.
Oh my God. So, No, that's an offensive word. I heard that you can't say that, the O word.
Orgasm?
No, Oriental. The way Oriental. Oh. It's not PC.
So do you call them chinks now?
No! Oh, God, yes! No, you don't say that. Right?
Oh, God. Slanty-eyed devils?
You can say yellow devils, probably. Yellow devils. You can say yellow devils. Okay.
No, I get enough grief about saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm not even being serious about it. So.
Okay, so... Yeah, it's awful. It's good. It's a good. It's in Steam. I have Steam is an engine. They pulled it out. It's just that Steam is a popular game platform, and I think I have it installed in this machine here. And it's just really sad that somebody has to. It was out. It went out, but then of course after so many comments, it got pulled out. So that's good. Anyway, so it's kind of a geek, but a sad geek. But it's about applications. It's 2015. Why does this still happen? Anyway. Okay. Go, Ray.
Okay. This is this week's bizarre.
Thank you, Caesar, for the Jezebel.
Study says men's beards are grossed and filled with poop. This is posted.
Gross. Look at that beard.
That's because these bitches ain't washing their beards off after they eat somebody's ass out. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. Ah, beards. You either love them or hate them. For those of us who are pro-beard, it's easy to find kindred spirits through all the facial hair dedicated tumblers, Instagrams, and OkCupid profiles proclaiming an undying love for faces full of fuzz. Now the beard haters will have something to throw back at us. A recent study has shown that beards are basically disgusting nests filled with bacteria equivalent to those found inside of a toilet. That's right. There's a possibility that doo-doo germs could be lurking in a nearby face, lurking right this second. Excuse me. According to Coke Albuquerque, several anonymous men allowed microbiologists to swab their beards for bacterial testing. A few of these beards contain your standard stuff, while others revealed to have the kind found in fecal matter. While the microbiologist recommended a good beard scrubbing and regular hand washing to diminish the presence of these germs, he didn't mention just exactly how they could have gotten on a man's beard in the first place. That's been left to our imaginations. In this dirty, disgusting world we live in, everything is pretty much filled with germs. When I work as a bank teller, I'll hear how something like 99% of cash had cocaine and dookie on it. I will take my chances making out with these gruff, lumberjack-looking toilet seats, still keeping a nice beard shampooed and conditioned won't hurt. We don't need some type of listeria or hysteria from a beard-borne illness to come about. For those of you who are also not turned off by the news, there's a dating site for you, which we'll talk about in our app of the week. Okay. So here's the deal I got about this.
All right.
I work in an office building.
All right.
When I go in there to do my due.
Okay. Do you wash your beard?
No. But there'll be maybe 3 to 4 other people that come in the restroom while I'm there on average.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them wash their hands when they leave?
They don't? Some of them don't?
Probably one.
One out of 3? One out of 4? Wow.
It is rare. And I've even had people sitting in the stall next to me. They get done and go and walk out the door and do not wash their hands.
And how do you know that? Because you don't hear them, you open the faucet.
Well, I mean, there's only 2 stalls, a urinal and a sink, and 2 sinks. So if you're sitting there doing your business, Facebooking like you do when you're on the toilet,
uh-huh,
and somebody uses the bathroom next to you, and then they flush it, get out, and walk out the door, and you don't hear any water running, they have not washed their hands.
Maybe they just stood up. They didn't wipe. That's even gross.
Or still, you've been in a bathroom.
I know.
I've been in the bathroom before and heard people eating in there, and I was like,
Whoa!
But
like there's candy wrapper or something wrapper.
Like, I've been in there and there have been like, I've gone in the stall after somebody and there's like been like potato chip bag in there. And I'm just like, what the hell?
Why are you eating in the, oh.
It's bad enough people get there and talk on their cell phones anymore.
No, they even eat.
And then they eat too. And I'm just like, gross. Nasty ass, no home raising motherfuckers. That's one of the ways.
So you're saying
because if you wipe here and don't wash here and you wipe your beard, you're getting feces in your beard.
But it's actually the airborne stuff anyway. If you're in the bathroom, anything can be caught in there anyway, even your head hair.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like when our friend John did the test on people's phones, how much feces is on a phone.
Yeah.
At all the high schools, and what, like 90% of them turn up to have feces on it? uh-huh. because you're on your phone in the bathroom. You don't wash hands. You don't keep your phone clean.
Well, it's also you backsplash, or when you flush, the molecules go up, and you know it gets stirred in the air.
Which is why I wash my hands, and then every couple of days I clean my phone off with alcohol and water, and
or wipes. Or yeah. there's specific electronic wipes or alcohol and water. Oh, really? Wipe off, yeah. So anyway, how do you wash your beard? Do you have a?
Yeah, I wash my beard every day.
Well, yeah, but you use shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
Same way you use with your hair.
Yeah, I take the bar soap, I wash my ass, and then I wash my face.
So there is some remnant of ass juices there.
So no, but I was wondering if these two people that would if they just been eating somebody's ass.
Yeah, I mean this is what it is. If these guys eat ass, then of course they'll have pieces in their beards.
So.
And their tongues too.
So just keep your shit washed. Wash your hands when you leave the bathroom, whether you do number one or number two. And there are some people that are like me that are like germophobic kind of, because you go to walk to the door and there's like a piece of paper hanging on it because they didn't want to touch the handle.
They do that too. Yeah. Once I wash my hands, I flick my hands, I shake my hands 12 times, and then I get the paper and fold it and then dry it. And then I use that paper to open the door. And then while it's opening, I throw the paper and then I walk away. That's how I OCD already?
That's more OCD than I got.
Oh really?
Because you named a specific number of times you do it.
Uh huh. I remember. Yeah. Well, I know the sequence. Okay. Yeah. I developed a habit already. So. Why? What do? You hold the doorknob or you the door? I mean, after washing, you still hold the door, or
I usually hit the edge of it with my finger and push it down because it's one of the latch doors like that.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't use the paper that you use.
Well, I always go around my desk and put sanitizer on my hands anyhow. So.
Oh yeah, okay. So you have sanitizer.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, it's interesting. So which actually this beard thing kind of leads into another application.
Our app of the week. So you don't take this one?
All right. So the app of the week that Ray posted here is, of course, they've been talking about it's Tinder for beards. If you know Tinder,
it's
Tinder.
Bristler.
Yeah, this one's called Bristler without an E in the end, Bristler. There are more than 75,000 people using Bristler to find their ideal beard-loving partner. Like, is this gay or straight? Gay.
It's probably both.
Okay, part social network, part dating service, Bristler has become the world's favorite beard-centric app. How about beard-loving guys? I don't know. So, started as something of a joke in October 2014 by 28-year-old John Kershaw, Bristler has now created more than a quarter of a million connections between those with beards and those who want to stroke them. I want to stroke your beard. The app has grown into
feces.
A full... with feces. I want to stroke your beard with my feces. The app has grown into a full-fledged and feature-rich dating service used in more than 100 cities around the world. Bristler is available on the web at bristler.com. Bristler without an E. B-R-I-S-T-L-R. And it's a free Android app and an iOS app. So what is Bristler and how do you use it? So Bristler, described by many as the Tinder for beards. It is an app for finding people you might like to meet up with. Instead of asking if you're single or taken or looking for men or women, Bristler simply asks you if you have a beard. You can find people near you who either have beards or are looking to meet people with beards. Okay. So if two people like each other, they are free to exchange messages. Oh, you have a beard? I have a beard? Let's get together. Okay.
Let's get our beard feces on.
Bristler provides a beard rating option, so you can find out how well a potential date's beard ranks compared to other bearded locals. As well as love for beards, Bristler is also notable for its Lothario detector, which alerts people if an incoming message has been copied and sent to other people too. Oh, okay. So if you're just doing a blanket email like a shout, yeah. So users of Bristler also enjoy the app's filtering system, which lets you be as precise as you want when browsing. A daily matches feature, giving you new faces every day, a hide option with a built-in and free undo. and part of your bio only readable by your matches. So yeah, it's interesting that there's a beard website there. I don't did it even say if it's gay or straight?
I think it's for both.
It's for both. So if you're a beard lover,
you'll have to download it and see what happens.
Yeah. I'll have to download it. Bristler.com.
Right? Like, put your beard.
Bristler.com. I'm your beard typing right now. So I get pieces. Connecting with those with beards to those who want to stroke beards. Do you have a beard? No. I have a kind of a goatee. You can still create your account and put your post. Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay.
Create your account.
I'll create an account and see what happens. Bristler.com. Okay. So, yeah, I guess that's it for the show. This is fun. I mean, we talked about so many things about the weekend and about this beard things. Yeah. Interesting.
Kill the fags.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'd like to voice your opinion or comment on an article we've talked about on the show, then leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, and yeah, so we'll play it in the show. If you ever send us a voicemail, that'd be great. And you can also subscribe via iTunes and leave a review there. It'd be great to get some reviews from there. And you can subscribe via Vimeo and YouTube also. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And what else? Oh, yeah, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, you can follow me and Ray individually also on Twitter and on Facebook, I mean. And yeah, go to the official website, bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.